pink, fluffy, ephemeral. No, we're not talking about some Oscar gown, but another annual spring show, the Washington, D.C. Cherry Blossom Festival, which gets underway this weekend. Usually, this is a bigger draw to the nation's capital than, say, Michael Jordan playing for the Wizards. But since September 11th, tourism has been slow, prompting the fear by tour operators that the Cherry Blossoms could put on a show for an empty house. NPR's Nancy Marshall reports.
This time of year, the fate of Washington's tourism industry seems to rest on the slender branches of the city's cherry trees. Tourism officials hang on every word from the National Park Service's horticulturist, who says this year the blooms will peak between the 1st and 5th of April. The trees can't flower fast enough for Bill Hanbury, the president and CEO of the Washington Convention and Tourism Corporation. Hanbury's landscape has been pretty grim since September 11th.
In the initial days after September 11th, it was like falling off a cliff for the hospitality industry in Washington, D.C. Occupancy in hotels was 20-25%, down from 75% or 80%.
Hanbury says Washington's economy lost more than $1 billion because of the September 11th attacks, which damaged the Pentagon just across the Potomac River from the National Mall. Security concerns kept major attractions like the White House, the Capitol, and the FBI building closed for months. In some ways, Washington has begun to recover. Business travelers are coming back, but many tour groups, especially student groups, remain wary. Officials still expect about 1 million students to descend upon Washington this year, but that's down from an average of about 2 million. Schools that canceled planned trips have not rescheduled, even though special perks have been offered, such as White House tours, which are not open to the public at large. The first post-9/11 tour of the White House was given to a selected group from Aurora, Illinois, in the home district of House Speaker Dennis Hastert. Matt Eglund is a seventh grader from Washington Middle School in Aurora.
About being chosen, it's a pretty big honor. My parents, at first, when the dean called them, and they thought I was in trouble. But it's a great city, really nice people. I'm just really glad to be here.
Elizabeth Ross is looking for more students like Matt. She's the owner of Betsy Ross Tours, which relies on student travelers. She says her losses have been devastating, and she's going to apply for a Small Business Administration loan.
Those Small Business Association loans are intended for small business just like mine. Betsy Ross Tours, I mean, our revenues are off at least 50% by now. This is it's called Disaster Relief Loan. And that's what we're in. Disaster. We need some relief.
The Close Up Foundation, a nonprofit educational service in Washington, reports losing millions of dollars since September 11th. Close Up's vice president, Chuck Tampio, says it's ironic that students are staying away now because the program's Close Up offers are more relevant than ever.
Kids are very curious and want to know, you know, why do they hate us and what's going on in the world? What can I expect as an adult? And not only our staff has been eager to work with them, but we've had a number of responses from members of Congress, for example, who formerly might send staff members to meet with young people. Now they want to meet with them themselves. We had Colin Powell meet with a group of students a few weeks ago.
As the Close Up Foundation tries to lure students back with politicians, tourism officials are counting on the drawing power of TV stars like Martin Sheen, who plays the president on NBC's West Wing.
But there's one house between 1590 and 1610 Pennsylvania Avenue that's changed hands 43 times, and it still has a lot of the same furniture. Want to come inside?
West Wing actors donated their time for the commercials, which urge Americans to come to Washington as an expression of patriotism. Bill Hanbury of the Washington Convention and Tourism Corporation.
Our West Wing commercials that we produced with the cast of West Wing all play on the heartstrings of American patriotism. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. I mean, this is our nation's capital, and we are so blessed that we have all of these symbols and these institutions that best reflect our democracy and freedom. And I believe that the American public wants to revel in those types of symbols and institutions at this point.
Gradually, those symbols and institutions are opening their doors to the public again. Most recently, the FBI building and the Capitol itself welcomed tourists back. And of course, there are the cherry trees. unfazed by fearful events, and once again, in bloom. Nancy Marshall, NPR News, Washington.